Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Well, it's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. It was a long weekend. I almost didn't do a show today. I was so exhausted from this past weekend. And on top of that, I'm a little bit under the weather. I don't have my usual energy. But you know what? Lance is gone. Filthy is gone. I'm all by myself. And I figured, you know what? I'm going to do this show anyway. So that's a granny-style guilt trip for all of you. I'm going to talk about all of the news from this weekend. We'll talk about the WWE pay-per-view, PLE, whatever you want to call it, the AEW pay-per-view. We got a Raw show coming up tonight in which we have almost nothing. We got NXT. They ran a show this past weekend, and we have a lineup for their show tomorrow. And we also have two matches scheduled for Dynamite on Wednesday. So there is a lot to talk about here today. We'll get into everything that happened to the TNA pay-per-view as well, plus an update on old Road Dogg. And I got questions involving Road Dogg as well, if we're going to be honest. And it is AEW deal, so we'll tell you about that. And, a lot of news. So if you want to text us here today, if you want to help, be a co-host, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. Text messages only on that number. If you call, nothing will happen. That's the text message line, 425-780-7566. F4W online at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Whatever you want to talk about, kids. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Rizza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis.
Control is everything to me.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We've got a lot to get into here today, but I'm actually going to start off talking a little bit about NXT. Why, you ask? Because I can't watch it. So anyway, just very quickly, this was, as they advertised it, the first NXT PLE on TV, because it aired on the CW. And I think what I want to say here is, how in God's name do they not have a streaming deal for the PLEs yet for NXT? Because, like, I didn't see the show, okay? But all I heard about during the show was all of these commercials during this PLE. And so anyway, this morning, and I was like, I probably should watch this this NXT PLE here. And so, you know, I went to my, hey, Spit Take, will you shut up and listen? So I went to watch it, and the local CW affiliate here in Seattle that was supposed to air NXT, well, they didn't air it. They aired a Seattle Storm game. So yeah. I can't watch NXT, so sorry, everybody. I think that maybe they should think about possibly trying to get a streaming deal for NXT so that folks don't have to watch it on their local affiliate, which could preempt the show, and also, you know, air a bunch of commercials during it. I don't see why that's not possible, but anyway, yeah, can't watch NXT, so sorry, everybody. Sorry, Spit Take, can't watch your favorite show. They aired a Storm game instead. Now, on the subject of NXT, this is also entertaining. It was announced yesterday that, once again, WWE is going head-to-head with AEW All In. They've announced on August 30th, and it's actually funny because, no one seems to know what's going on. It was only announced that there is going to be a AAA show, I guess, presumably airing on YouTube, followed by an NXT show, both of these taking place in Edinburgh, Texas, not Edinburgh, Edinburgh, Texas, on August 30th, that's Sunday. So it appears the AAA show will begin at 12 Eastern, and the NXT show will air afterwards. Presumably, they are airing from the same building. Presumably, if you buy tickets, you'll be able to watch both of them back to back. But the funny thing is, as of this morning, you know, from hearing from people in NXT and WWE, no one's actually sure what's going on, including people that work there. I believe it is two back-to-back shows in the same building, a AAA show followed by an NXT show. But at this point, nothing is 100%. But it is going head-to-head with the AEW All-In show from Wembley, with Will Ospreay going for the title. And, you know, we saw this happen last year, and it didn't hurt AEW one bit. In fact, it hurt WWE more than it hurt AEW. But if at first you don't succeed, fail again is the mantra. And so once again, we'll be getting a WWE-AEW head-to-head battle. Maybe they can put the NXT show also on the CW, where it can then be preempted for local sports in many markets. Sounds like a great idea there. All right, on the NXT show, just since we mentioned it here, very quickly, the big news. They, after all of those weeks of build and Naraku talking about how evil is coming and this, that, and the other, Tony D'Angelo and Naraku opened the show. It went 10 minutes, and Tony D'Angelo pinned him clean in the middle of the ring. The only thing that I can figure, I am not reporting this, everybody. I am not reporting this. And I'm surely not reporting this because there's two options, okay? There's two options. One, they're completely incompetent. Or two, Hiromu was supposed to interfere and we'd have a new House of Torture and everything everybody expected, but his visa didn't go through, okay? Now, playing Occam's Razor here, chances are they're just incompetent, okay? But maybe it'll come out that it was a visa issue. But yes, Naraku was beaten clean in 10 minutes with Tony D's move. No interference, nothing. Zarya beat Tatum Paxley for the Women's North American title. Shiloh Hill beat Tristan Angels to get his sash back. Ren Sinclair beat Ariana in the Speed tournament match. Hey, they made one good call. Two good calls, actually. Saquon beat Dion Lennox, although he was beaten up by Dark State afterwards. Miles Bourne beat Tavion Heights. And in the main event, yes, they actually put the title on Kendall Gray. I presume Lola Vice is going up to the main roster, because my assumption is if she wasn't, they would have beaten Kendall Gray again, because it's NXT. But Kendall won the title, and she is now the champion, and probably Lola Vice heading up to either the main roster, or I guess they could probably send her permanently to, not permanently, but like for a period she could go to AAA. But we'll find out here soon, because NXT is coming up on Tuesday, and we've already got four matches announced. Vanity Project versus Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr. and Galeno. Hijo del Vikingo versus EK Prosper. Mason Rook versus Jackson Drake. And Jada Parker versus Carmen Petrovic. See a few people here in the chat upset about, hey, you know, why do you have to talk about NXT? Hey, listen, NXT was incompetent all last year. If they're not now, that's fine. But they got to prove it to me, and they haven't done it yet. So once they prove it to me, fine. But I sat through, do I have to go into it again? 22 months of bearing Javon. You guys realize, by the way, here's a stat for you. Here's a stat for you. You know, he was talking about Javon and how he never won anything in NXT. Guys, it wasn't just that he never won the NXT title. He never won anything. He never won anything. He didn't win anything in NXT, including the Heritage. He didn't even win the Heritage Cup. He never won anything in Evolve. He never won anything in AAA. He's never won any title under the WWE umbrella in the entire time he's been there. But you know who won the Evolve title? Nikita Lyons. Where's Tom when we need him? Nikita Lyons has won more titles in WWE than Javon Evans. But I'm not allowed to talk about how NXT is incompetent. I'm sorry. Nikita Lyons. Evolve Women's Champion. Javon, nothing. Zilcheruni, still to this day. All right. Got to talk about the, I guess we should go in order, right? We had WWE Night of Champions. We'll get an AEW here in a little while. Night of Champions was a show you should watch for basically, I guess maybe, well, I don't know. Some people I'm sure liked it more than I did. Obafemi won the men's King of the Ring over Jey Uso. They went like 8 minutes. Oba won definitively, beat the dude clean in the middle of the ring, and he is the King of the Ring. So he's getting a shot against somebody in 5 weeks, but we have no earthly idea. In the women's Queen of the Ring, Io Sky beat Liv Morgan after Liv was cursed by Danhausen. We're now going to have 5 weeks of storylines involving Danhausen, Liv, and this curse. Because after Io won, you know, there was the option of, do we do Io versus Rhea? Or do we do Io versus Liv? And I think most people figured if Io wins, it's going to be Io and Rhea. But Rhea suffered a knee injury, and she was taken off the poster for this show. Nobody knows the status of her knee. But the show's 5 weeks away, and Io's already made her challenge, and it's for Liv. So Io's facing Liv for the title at SummerSlam. And that sounds to me like Rhea's not going to be back for quite a while. So all the best to her. Hopefully she recovers sooner rather than later. But those are the men's and women's King of the Ring results. More on the show after the break. Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Also on this show, this WWE United Champions, Braun Breaker and Seth Rollins in a cage match. The match was fine. It was good. It wasn't great. It was that cage that just, it's like the ring only. There's no area to brawl at ringside. Not like the Big Bird cage that AEW had last night. And so, you know, they just wrestled. And, I mean, that's fine and all, but Braun needs room to sprint. He needs room to run. He needs room to do that sort of thing. And so this did not work to his strengths. And then at the end, Seth stomped him and pinned him. Right in the middle of the ring. Clean. No interference. No gimmicks. Pinned him clean. I had people go, hey, you know, they'll do it again. Why? This was the rubber match. They both won one, and then Seth beat him a second time and won the feud. Like, it's over. It's like, why? Because Seth and Roman Reigns is probably your SummerSlam championship match in 2026. Seth Rollins against Roman Reigns. I got nothing against either guy, but I've been watching this a long time, and I'm ready for something new. I've been ready for something new, and Braun Breaker was something new, and they've done nothing but beat him all year. He was supposed to be champion at WrestleMania. It was the original plan. And if you remember the, I think it was the Netflix, the first Netflix show of the year when it was Braun and Punk, and you know, Braun should obviously be winning these matches, but he lost to CM Punk. But the idea was Punk was going to end up champion and Braun was going to beat him for the title at Mania. And then Braun got hurt. And then, you know, Braun comes back, loses to Seth. And then we have this big blow-off here in the cage, loses again. And he's just a fella. He's just a fella in a group. But Seth Rollins, fighting for the world title, SummerSlam 2026 against Roman Reigns. Yeah. Trick Williams and Ricky Saints. Match was not very good. It was, at best, like, not even a good SmackDown match. Just really nothing happened. And Trick retained the title. Tiffany Stratton and Jade Cargill was even worse. Probably, like, Trick Williams and Ricky, it wasn't like it was bad, okay? If you would have turned the volume off and pretended it was SmackDown, it would have been like, okay, you know, fine SmackDown match, nothing wrong with it. But, you know, in the building with the sound on and the absolutely completely dead crowd, I mean, it was just like, it was nothing. Now, Tiffany and Jade was different because it actively sucked. It was a very bad match. The wrestling was not very good and the crowd didn't care and 85,000 people interfered. Charlotte finally hit Jade with the belt to set up. I guess they've wanted to do Charlotte and Jade since Jade debuted. I don't know why. I guess they feel like it's a big match. Certainly the way they've done television certainly doesn't feel like a big match to me or I think anybody else. And then Tiffany hit the PME and won. Maybe the worst PLE match, at least of this year, maybe several years. It was not good. And then the main event was Cody and Sammy and Gunther for the WWE title. And long story short, Sammy won. He is the new WWE champion. He has got his world title. I want to make it very, 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 very clear that Sammy should have won this title like 2 years ago. Sammy, they put Sammy in the bloodline like 2.5 years ago or whatever, 3 years ago, whatever it was. And he was supposed to be in the bloodline for 6 weeks. And then they'd kill him. And instead, Sammy, like, brought life to this group. And the Sami Zayn bloodline, that's what blew up the bloodline. And he got so over that I will never forget the SmackDown before Montreal. That reaction that guy got, it was like, you got to do it. You just got to do it. And they didn't do it. And that was the peak. And Sammy's never been at that peak again. And I think they just kind of figured at some point we got to give him a world title. And, you know, if you've been watching television, how did he get this world title? Well, 3 weeks ago, he was a bad referee, and then the champion asked for him to be in the match. That's how he got his title shot, and that's how he won his title. This title win felt like, here's your participation trophy. Thank you for coming. Have it for a month. Someone will beat you. That's what this one feels like. But I'm not saying that Sammy should never have been the world champion or that this was bad in any way. If anything, it is an indictment of the booking that, once again, they pulled the trigger on something 2 years too late. They do this all the time now. Sammy's time was 2 years ago. He finally got it. That's great. I'm happy for him. But his time was 2 years ago. He earned it. He earned it 2 years ago. And, you know, they couldn't do it. Which is very much like the Maya World match on the AEW pay-per-view. You know, her night was last night, and they didn't do it. And so she'll get a consolation prize, like the Ring of Honor women's title. But last night was the night. Sometimes you got to do it when it's time. And there's a big-time lack of understanding when it's time in the business nowadays from AEW and WWE. It's like they're so... Everything in the world, it goes way one direction, and then it starts to swing all the way in the other direction. And where we are right now is we've got Tony Khan and Triple H, who heard for years and years and years people complain about no long-term storytelling. And so what they've done is they have swung completely in the opposite direction. Now every storyline is long-term storytelling, even if there's a moment where... it's fake. We need to do something today. Now's the time. I don't care what we have planned. Now's the time. And neither Triple H nor Tony are good at making those changes. And we saw that this weekend. So anyway, he won the title. Happy for him. Wish I would have done it 2 years ago. But such is life, as they say. A couple of notes from the Slammiversary show. Road Dogg was there, but he is not signed yet. And it is expected that he will sign and become part of the creative team. And what's funny is Tommy Dreamer, when he was released from TNA, I've had many people bring this up to me. Tommy Dreamer was released, and they sent out that statement, and they were talking about how, you know, this was, I don't know if they used the term cost-cutting, but they said something in relation to we're trying to cut costs or trim spending or whatever. You guys think Road Dogg's going to work for less than Tommy Dreamer? Like, what? Of course not. He's going to want as much or more than Tommy Dreamer, but he's expected to come in and work with the former Delirious and Eric Tompkins, who is somebody. Who is he? Company's vice president of TV production. Somehow he's on the creative team. So that's that. They announced that Amazing Red and Conan are going into the Hall of Fame, the TNA Hall of Fame. That was announced on the show last night. The mystery wrestler who had won titles in WWE, that mystery wrestler was, in fact, Yuha Nation, the former Apollo Crews. So he is now in TNA. And the main event of the show was Santana against Nick Nemeth. And they did do a spot where Ryan Nemeth distracted Santana early. The referee ejects him. And as he ejects him, Nemeth waffles Santana with the trophy. And so Santana gigged and he sold and sold and sold. But that was early in the match. And the rest of the match, they wrestled. And finally, at the end, Santana went for spin the block, but he'd lost too much blood. He couldn't hit it. And Nick Nemeth hit him with his move and pinned him, won the title. So if anybody was wondering where Santana is going when his contract expires, I think he's on his way to WWE. So those were the big stories coming out of the TNA show. And then we will get into, after the break, the AEW show. Very quickly, the other title changes on TNA. Broken Hardys ended up winning the tag team titles again in a four-way ladder match. Xia Brookside beat Lei Ying Li to win the Knockouts title. We had Ali beating Rich Swann and Yuha Nation, so even though he debuted, he lost. We had Rosemary and Ali beating the Elegance Brand to win the TNA Knockouts title. So multiple title changes on this one show. Cedric Alexander retained the X Division title in the Ultimate X match, and Elijah beat AJ Francis in a match where if AJ had won, he would have owned Elijah's name, likeness, and music catalog. But he lost, so he doesn't have it now. Back in a moment with AEW Observer Live.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Are you an adult with uncontrolled moderate to severe Crohn's disease symptoms and still packing a backup bag of clothes just in case? Skyrizi Risankizumab Rizza can help you take control of your Crohn's. Feel significant symptom relief, including less abdominal pain and fewer bowel movements at 4 weeks. Plus, Skyrizi is proven to help people achieve remission and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Individual results may vary. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's. Ready to take control of your Crohn's? Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's disease. Control is everything to me. Learn more at SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. AW last night. Hey, in the ring, this pay-per-view was awesome. Probably the second best AW pay-per-view I've ever seen. Show was way too long. I mean, the main show alone, this is not counting the pre-show, which had three matches. The main show alone was 5 hours long. They went 4 hours on the main show, and then they had a semi-main event that went 30 minutes, and then they followed that with a main event that went 35 minutes. And, you know, it's too long. Ended up at 1 o'clock a.m. on the East Coast on a work night, and it's never going to change. But it's not like I'm going to stop talking about it, because even New Japan, when they have like long, like when they have fantastic shows, if you watch fantastic New Japan shows, especially back, you know, 2018, 2019, that time, it was like first half of the show was a bunch of 6-minute matches. Second half of the show, then yeah, they did a lot of bangers, long bangers. But Tony, I guess, I don't know if he only watched the second half of those New Japan shows. But, like, he starts with the bangers. There was no match on this. I think there were 9 matches on the main show. No match went less than 16 minutes. There was one 16-minute match. Every other match went between 18 and 35 minutes. So, it's too long. But we had the Young Bucks. And the other, if there's another criticism, I guess, it's that every single match of the show was, the odds for this show were hilarious. Like, every match was, like, minus 1,000 for the favorite. Some of them, I think the Ospreay match was minus 5,000. I mean, there was one match on this show I had doubt about. But at the end of the day, if you were trying to figure out, like, what do you think should happen versus what is Tony going to do, then you could predict every match on this show because he did every predictable finish that there was. And the one where he could have thrown a swerve ball, he just couldn't do it. Young Bucks beat Shingo and Titan and Mystico and Máscara Dorada in the opener. Great match. Bucks pinned Titan with the Meltzer driver, and they made it very clear they're on their way to a tag team title shot. So clearly Wembley is going to be some combination of Copeland and Christian and the Young Bucks and FTR and maybe New Day, probably in a ladder match, and that'll be your spectacular tag banger for that show. Kenny Omega beat Zack Sabre Jr. This was the second match on the show. It went 26 minutes, and hey, it was a great match. Gave it 4.5 stars, but I don't know if I don't think it needed to go 26 minutes, particularly because Kenny Omega is almost assuredly getting the title shot at the next pay-per-view. And could have made shorter work of Zach, especially with the build-up to this match, where the build-up was basically Kenny just saying, when this match is over, everybody's going to forget you like they forgot you last year. But it was a great match, and Kenny ended up winning with the One-Winged Angel. If you like wrestling, and this was a good match for you. We had Moxley and Bandido for the Continental title. And as we've mentioned before, this was not supposed to be Moxley and Bandido. But there were injuries and Callum Newman basically. It was supposed to be Moxley and Callum Newman. Callum screwed up his shoulder. Bandido ended up getting, that's why they did that, you know, unadvertised, out of nowhere Brodito versus Death Riders match that Bandido won to set up this match because it was a last-minute change. And Moxley won. If you watched the show Wednesday, Death Riders were total babyfaces. Moxley was back to being a or they were total heels on Wednesday. Mox was back to being a total babyface here. And he choked him out, shook his hand, gave him a hug, and that was that. This was also an excellent match. Pac and Shota Umino for the IWGP Global title. Very good match. Pac lost to the Northern Lights Bomb after a paradigm shift. Shota Umino, he looked good in this match. Pac did a great job as well. Afterwards, Moxley got in the ring, and he had a stare down with his old protege. And it's just like, looking at him, you know? He'd been a babyface in the previous match, so it wasn't like he was threatening him. And then they hit Tanahashi's music. He hobbled down to the ring. For some reason, Moxley bailed. And then Tanahashi just waved at everybody and put the belt around Shota. No announcement. No match was made. It was just weird. So that was bizarre. Tekla and Starlight Kid, AEW Women's title. They had Taro Okada of Stardom at ringside. And Tekla ends up bullying him and making fun of him. And then she ends up beating Starlight Kid. And then she has her Sisters of Sin come out with scissors. And they cut off Starlight Kid's mask. Tekla spits in the mask. And then she goes outside and she attacks Okada with a mask. And he takes bumps for the mask. That was silly. And then afterwards, she took the mask that she had spit in, and she wore it to the press conference. Disgusting. We had Christian and Copeland against Clark Connors and David Finlay, tag team titles. Crowd was into this match the least of anything on the show. I mean, they didn't think there was any chance whatsoever Connors and Finlay were losing this match. And there was a long heat segment on Christian, which the crowd was quiet for. And then finally, Copeland makes a comeback, and Finlay hits Christian with a shillelagh, goes to do it to Copeland, but the lights go out. Come back on, the Bang Bang Gang is on the ramp. In the ring is the returning Jay White! And he kills Finlay with the Blade Runner. Copeland spears Finlay, ref wakes up, counts the pin. Thank God Jay White has returned. It's been too long. Yes, we had Mercedes, Moné, and Maya World in the Owen Hart final. And they went, I think, 26 minutes. And kind of back and forth. It was a little spotty here and there early. But the last 5 minutes of this match, I mean, the people, I think they thought in the beginning that Mercedes is probably going to win. But maybe they'll give it to Maya. Well, they did these near falls and these reversals and these submission attempts and this back and forth at the end. And the longer it went and the more Maya survived, the more these people were like, oh my God, she might actually win. And by the last 1 minute, I mean, they're on their feet and they're just waiting for it. And then Mercedes puts her in the statement maker and submits her. And that's the end of Maya World's run. And they immediately, I'm talking immediately, cut to Athena, who alerts us that the right woman won. All of her protégés suck. She should have known better. And, yeah. They're basically telling you, don't worry, we're going to give Maya something, but we weren't going to give her this. Even though this is what they should have given her. But such is life. Team Briscoe and Team MJF in a cage match. They had the birdcage-style cage, and this woke up the crowd. I mean, wild match, thumbtacks, bombs, tables, dives off the top. Yes, Darby had a booby-trapped bag that exploded and sent Kevin Knight off the cage through a table. We had a human being in a bag. We had a middle finger in a bag. We had the whole shebang. And then finally at the end, basically, Mark and Max end up in the ring together. Mark Briscoe hits MJF with the J-Driller. Thought it was over. Jake Doyle interferes. Like, oh my God. So then Max wants Andrade to hold Mark so he can hit him with the ring. Andrade instead turns heel, hits the elbow on Max. Mark then hits the J Driller and gets the pin. They immediately announce that Mark and MJF is Wednesday. And, I mean, essentially my issue with it is they've been building up this MJF-Mark match for a long time. And MJF is, you know, selling it like he's afraid of the guy. And then in the big match where we're going to determine whether Mark even gets a shot, like, the end of the match is all about how, okay, guys, we're giving him the shot, but the big match is Andrade. And we're going to get the Mark thing over with. Didn't even let Mark pin MJF. He had to pin Jake Doyle, which I think most people figured going in. And just kind of felt like, you know, Mark's, you know, he's getting his flowers, but he ain't really getting a shot here. So I didn't like that. I think this should have been all about Mark. Give Mark his big championship match. When that's over, now you can do the turn with Andrade and move to that, and then do whatever you're going to do at the next pay-per-view. We had Will Ospreay and Swerve, Owen Hart finale, as the main event, and this match was incredible. I think that if the Observer Awards were tomorrow, I think that this match and the mask match with the El Grandes would be one and two. Not sure which one would be first, which one would be second. I think if you did it today, it probably would be the mask match because I think far more people have seen that match. But at the end of the day, I mean, this was one of the best AEW matches ever. Will Ospreay won. And if there's any criticism whatsoever, it's that this should have been Wembley because, listen, I think Kenny Omega is incredible, but I just don't think they're going to be able to match this at Wembley. I think Wembley's going to be great, but I think for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is a much larger building with a much smaller crowd, at least in terms of how many seats are available. The fact that All In is probably going to go 6-hour main show because, you know, it's Tony, and the crowd will be really tired at the end. I just kind of feel that they're not going to be able to match this one. I mean, this was just absolutely unbelievable. And Will's going to Wembley. We know that Will is challenging for the title at Wembley, and we know that Mercedes is challenging for the title at Wembley. What we do not know is who the champions will be by Wembley, because I think there's a very good chance that neither MJF nor Tekla hold their titles until Wembley. So then the question's going to be, well, who are they going to face? I think pretty much everybody assumes Kenny Omega is beating Max at the Redemption pay-per-view, and we'll do Kenny Omega and Will. As far as Mercedes, you know, as we talked about, you know, countless times, and this is another reason they could have put Maya World over. Whatever Mercedes was going to do at Wembley, she was never supposed to win the Owen, and she was either going to be the champion going into Wembley, but she was never going to challenge, because whether it was going to be Willow or somebody else, Mercedes was never originally going to be in the tournament. Either was Maya World. The finals of the Owen Hart Women's Tournament were two women that weren't even in the tournament when it started. They were both replacements. And so who Mercedes is going to challenge for the title? I mean, you could do Mercedes and Tekla, but it's a heel versus heel match. And with everything that Tekla's doing with the Stardom women and Okada, I think someone's beaten her. Or somebody is costing her a match. And who that will be against, I don't know. Maybe it'll be Mercedes and Willow at Wembley. Anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, before we go, Dom was in the show last night. Dom, what'd you think?
AEW delivered again. I haven't been to a bad pay-per-view yet. They had some moments where they sent the crowd into a tizzy. Jay White's return, the Ospreay swerve match. And I've been to a handful of wrestling shows, both AEW and WWE. So I've seen her as Sasha Banks. I've seen her as Mercedes Moné. I don't think I've ever heard a crowd as hot for her opponent as I did last night for Maya World. It was pretty cool.
Who should have won?
If you're going based on crowd reactions alone, it should have been Maya. The crowd was behind her, man.
There you go. Should have had you on this entire show. Why didn't I think of that? Oh, well. Maybe we'll talk more tomorrow. I'm not sure if I have anyone that... Actually, no, Lance is going to be on the show via phone tomorrow. Well, we'll try to get more out of you here soon, Dom. Thank you for that.
Sounds good.
But yes, here's a plan this week because of everyone's travel schedule. Filthy is doing Produce debut tonight. He'll be back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Lance is traveling all week, but he's going to do the show tomorrow via phone. So it's going to be a weird week. But we're going to be here for all of it. I made it through today, although I'm freaking sweating right now. So we're going to wrap it up. I did 1,000 shows this weekend. I did Friday, obviously, the Nixie show with Tom. And then Saturday, I did a post-WWE show with Vinny and with Dave. Sunday, post-AEW with Vinny and with Dave. And then this show here, and then I'll be back with Dave tonight. So... God knows why you'd need 6.5, 7, 8 hours of me over the weekend. That's longer than an AEW show. But at least I break them all up for you. That's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.